Hey, before I start today's episode, I want to tell you that Tally Tumblers are finally here. Yes, the long wait is finally over. I have yard game tumblers, tennis tumblers, and even a tumbler especially for golf. Oh my gosh. So these tumblers are stainless steel, rotating rings, keep track of your score, so you'll never lose track of that score while playing your favorite backyard game. How perfect is that? You could get your tumbler right now at tallytumbler.com. Use promo code TALLY10, save some money, grab yourself a tumbler, and have some fun. Play, sip, score. Tally Tumbler.
This is Toss Talk, where it's all about yard games, having fun, and what it takes to create social entertainment. With your host and creator, Kelvin, on Toss Tunes Radio.
Hey, what is up? And welcome back to another episode of Toss Talk. And today we are playing Albatross. Yes, yes. This game is awesome. It mixes darts and golf in a fun way that you can only describe it as you're playing Albatross. Yes, this game coming out of Utah. My man Chase, he has just put a lot of thought into this game. It looks beautiful, it is sleek, and the gameplay is fun. If you like playing darts and you like playing golf, this is the game for you, because you're not just playing regular dart golf. You are stepping back like you're hitting a fairway shot, but you're just making a long dart shot. You are stepping close like you're putting, but you're just making a close dart shot. And the board is set up to look like a golf course. That is amazing. There was a lot of thought put into this game, so check it out. And yeah, let's get into how it all started. But links are in the show notes. Use promo code TOSSTALK and receive 10% off your purchase of an Albatross golf set. That is promo code TOSSTALK. Like I said, links are in the show notes. Now, without further ado, let's get into this chat. Yeah, I'm excited. I have finally got your game. It looks pretty cool, and I'm ready to play.
I'm sure you have loads of games at this point.
yes, I have a lot of games to play, but no, I specifically reached out to you on Instagram because I do like what you have going on with your game, and I want to know more about it, so let's hop into it. So how'd you get started? Yeah. Who's all in the business with you, and how exactly do you say the name of the game?
Yeah, great question. So first, it's Albatross, as if you're tossing a dart.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's kind of a play on words with albatross.
Yeah.
The term in golf. What's that?
I said that's what I thought, but I just didn't want to hack it.
No. Yeah. No, you're great. And back in the fall of 2020. It was golf season was coming to an end, and I was in my office getting sad about it, that it was getting too cold to golf. And I've always had a dartboard in my office when I work. It's a quiet enough game, and you can play it just by yourself. So I'll do calls, and I'll just be throwing the darts, playing. And it was just almost just this moment where I just saw like a little golf course. I said, cool. So I kind of just drew up some stuff. I got some tape. I taped it on my dartboard. And over the next week or two, a couple of us in the office just started playing and trying to make the rules to it. And honestly, the design hasn't changed a ton since that original sketch. It was meant to be pretty simple. And as we kind of got into the details, we just focused on it being really simple to play and then fun. So
nice. I like that. From an avid dart player myself, literally, it's kind of funny. The only game I do play is called Dart Golf. So there's like,
yeah.
Yeah. So it's like every time I have people over, I'm like, they're like, oh, do you want to play this? I'm like, no, we're playing some Dart Golf. So
yeah,
Dart Golf. It's so much fun. So seeing this like actually set up like, you know, a golf course, and you have, I've read the rules, like you have different rules to play. So like, it's very cool. I'm very excited about this.
Yeah, thank you.
So is it just you and the business? Like, when did you start?
Yeah, so 2020, there was a lot of production issues. And honestly, it was insane even finding a manufacturer who would do a custom dartboard.
Oh, gosh.
So it's taken some time. But yeah, it's just me right now. Obviously, like my wife is super supportive and helps out with a lot of stuff. And then I have some friends who are, you know, kind of here and there with it as well. So it's fun.
Nice. No, I've started a couple businesses myself. So yeah, getting friends to help and getting the wife support, it's all good.
Yeah. Yeah.
So take me back to coming up with the name. What was your thought process there? It was just from the golf term?
No, well, honestly, that was inspiration for my wife, and I thank her for that, because I was just lame, and I was like, golf darts or dartboard golf game, you know, just like super just lame names. And my wife's like, isn't Albatross like a golf name or a golf term? I said, yeah, it is. She goes, why don't you just call it Albatross? And I was like, that's the best name for this. And we're going with it. So
that was it. I love that. That's so cool. So also, when you're originally coming up with this, like how many iterations did it take you to get to this final version? Was it not that many, or?
Rules wise, we didn't really veer off too far from what we had originally set up those first few weeks. Like there was a few things that we changed, but design wise, or prototype wise, we are currently on number 7, and that's, you'll see in our Instagram, we're taking pre-orders for generation 2. So that's generation 7. If we go back to generation 6, that's the board that you have. It's a great board. There was just some fixes, and we actually changed manufacturers, moving to this generation 7 that we're really excited about. But material was a huge thing. And so we would go through, you know, different samples and prototypes, and we'd send them back and we would test them out and do some quality testing. And I didn't, you know, getting into the dartboard world, it's like, man, like we have all these different materials now.
Oh yeah.
And I'm like getting all nerdy on what we need and what we're going to have here with Albatross and all that. It's fun. So
no, you got to do it. Like everybody does it with their product. It's kind of fun when you're really into it though.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh man. So where are you getting it manufactured? Is it overseas in China or?
Yeah. So up until we just switched,
okay,
was out of China. And then late last year, I just knew, you know, we had only had the dartboards about a month, that generation 6 that you have. And at the office, I was noticing, you know, some quality things that I would like different. And so I was already looking
for
it, right?
It happened.
And I found a company called Shot Darts out of New Zealand.
Oh.
And they do all of their own stuff, but they have a really good, they used to manufacture all their own stuff. And I called them with the intention that they did, because on their website, it said that they did. Anyway, come to find out later after some calls, they do go overseas to China as well, but they've had this relationship for years and years. And so, it has been a much better experience already just the last few months working with them. So it's been nice.
That's good. Yeah. For like my tumblers that I'm doing, I've had an intermediary that like, you know, kind of oversees what's going on over in China and sources everything. And that's been a headache because it took me like almost 30 different manufacturers just to find one that's going to take on the project. And I was like, I don't even think this is going to get done. So yeah, yep. I understand all of that.
Yeah. I felt like I was calling people all the time. Like I called 100 different people in the US, you know, trying to keep it in the US, and everyone's almost just laughing at me. Like, you're not going to find anyone who does a custom dartboard. Like that is- no one. And it took a while, even reaching out some messages overseas, there were a lot of suppliers or manufacturers that wouldn't do a custom dartboard either.
Wow.
That was probably the biggest obstacle.
Yeah. Well, I'm
even trying to find someone.
I'm glad you overcame it, but that is crazy. And I understand your pain because I was like, oh, this would be so easy just to tweak it a little bit, add something else sure. to it. You know, easy. We get a dartboard out here. Yeah. Nope. Nobody wants right. to change what they're doing. It's crazy. I don't understand.
Yeah.
Yep. Was there anything that like you pitched the manufacturer that might have made them change their mind, or you just was the same old spiel and they happened to take you on?
No, I mean I pitch them on the dream, right?
Yeah.
Like of what I'm trying to do, where we're trying to go. And honestly, no one really cared. Like
yeah.
the New Zealand guy, I work with a guy named Joey. He's like awesome over there. He gets really involved and he's like, this is the coolest idea. So that's fun. But for the most part, it was
yeah.
just like, once I found one, they're like, here's your price. And I'm like, that's my price. And so, that was all.
Okay. Well, for all the listeners out here, take us through actually, you know, a shortened down spiel of how you play the game.
Yeah. So there were a couple of things that I was trying to solve in Albatross because believe it or not, dartboard golf games do exist out there. So you can do a little
there
Google
is,
search.
There
you'll
is.
Find you'll fi- you know, you'll find a dozen different boards out there. And the main thing that I tried to solve was one, I wanted it to be super simple. I wanted people to be able to pick it up and play. I didn't want them, you know, to have a 10-minute long YouTube video trying to explain the rules or they're, you know, it's just really confusing. And so to play the game, it's going to be really relatable to actual golf. So when you're driving, you know, that's going to be the furthest away that you are from the hole. And so on that little sheet, you'll see, hey, when you're driving, you're going to stand from about 7 feet, right? So you stand from 7 feet and you can go for the hole, but it's kind of like going for a bullseye. It might be kind of difficult to hit. You can go for the green if you feel confident, or typically in normal golf, you're just trying to keep it in the fairway, right? So we're going to go for that fairway. As long as we land it in the fairway, that's great. We're going to take our dart and now we can move up to chipping distance. So we'll move up to 5 feet. So a couple steps forward. And now we're going to try to get on that green or potentially try to get it into that hole. And then if you do land on the green, then you're going to step up to putting distance. And so that's from about 3 feet or so. And then there's a three putt max rule. And then just like in normal golf, if you go in the water, if you go out of bounds, you go in the sand trap, there's going to be some penalties there, you know, some difficulties. So
no, I like that. How many darts are you actually throwing? Are you throwing like 3 or 5? Like how many darts do you have in your hand?
Yeah, you'll just throw one.
Just,
so
throw
just
the
like
one.
Golf, you'll just
yeah.
have one golf ball.
Okay.
Yeah. And then you'll go and you'll grab it and you'll hit from your next distance. So if you do go out of bounds or in the
yeah.
water, you know, that's
okay.
There's some things that are kind of like house rules, right? Like
yeah.
if you're on the line or you're on the edge, mm-hmm. you know, some people use their, you know, their foot wedge and they'll knock it in play a little bit. You know, it's behind a tree in like real golf, right? And they'll kick it out.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you're on the line, that we'll usually count that as in. You know, in the water, that's technically a lost ball or a lost dart. So you would add one to your score and then you would rethrow. And
okay.
Sand trap is more of a hindrance. So you're not
yeah.
going to add a stroke. You would just take a step back from where you were.
Oh,
is
I like
are,
the
so.
Taking fours and taking a step back because, as you said, there's a ton of golf games. And I play a pretty simple one that I explain to people. But adding that element of like standing back and then like moving forward as you play, that's actually pretty
yeah.
cool. It changes the game. My next question was, what's the par on each hole? I don't think I saw that. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Great question. We actually get that. And there actually isn't one. So as we were trying to make these rules, when we included a par in there, that's where the rules really started to get kind of complicated. If
Yeah.
someone was trying to go for, a three or a four or five. And so I opted not to have a par.
Okay.
But basically you're just trying to play to as few strokes as possible, either for yourself or for someone else. If I were to put a par on these, from the 7 feet, 5 feet, 3 feet, there you're really looking at probably a par three or par four.
Okay.
So you should, yeah, par's probably four. You should
Yeah.
get it in four.
Okay. Now, it makes sense. It makes sense knowing all these details. I like it. Oh man. That's really cool. And like I said, all I play is dark golf on the regular dartboard. So like
Sure.
changing to this is gonna be so much fun. I can't wait.
Yeah. And something I'm working on with Joey in New Zealand will actually be really cool. Is we're looking at doing, you have a driver dart. So it's your driver dart that you throw, just like your driver club, right? Or your
Yes.
putter. And so there'll be specific ones that you can use that
Three
will be
different.
different. And we're looking at making them all cool. So hopefully we can get that done in the future. So
I'm like, you're talking to your audience right now. So like, this is awesome. Like, I want that. Like, yeah, take it, 'cause it's almost, I mean, kind of like disc golf, they have their different putters and everything like that. And in
Yep.
regular golf, like having something like this, you're in a unique lane. Run with it, bro. Run with it. I love
Yeah.
it.
Thanks.
Because honestly, like I really want to start like a dart league, and in my dart league, like I was gonna say we're only gonna be playing dart golf because the way I normally play it goes by fast, it's fun, and the scoring can be a little bit difficult sometimes, but once you play a couple games, like you'll get the scoring right away. And you could just play games fast and yeah,
Right.
and get really intricate into it. So you're like, after you're done, you're like, I want to play again. Like, I want to do that, try and go for this. So yeah, changing
Yeah.
it up. I am all for this. I hope you guys are enjoying the show so far. We'll be right back after this short break. Hey, if you love yard games, you are gonna love my new Etsy shop. It is called Toss Yard Games, featuring dope illustrations of all the famous and the not so famous, not quite yet, yard games. Yes, I'm talking everything is in this shop. Graphic illustrations of games like Dulu, 21 or Bus, Quartersback, Spikeball, Can Jam, everything. So rep the game you love with a dope illustration at Toss Yard Games on Etsy. Check it out now. Links are in the show notes. All right, so welcome back. Let's get back into this chat. So, what do you think is so are sorry, before I get to that, you guys are only for pre-order right now, or are you fully selling it?
We have been selling the Generation 6 and we're almost out. So I've been using those as pretty strategically just because we're last to our left. I
Yeah.
think we're probably down to our last 10 or so.
Okay.
So we've been pushing like an ambassador program, influencer program. So that's partnering up with strategic people to help promote it. So we are pushing everything pretty much as a pre-sale type thing, and we're going to be ramping up a Kickstarter here pretty soon as well for it.
Nice. Well, good luck with that. Like, I did a Kickstarter
Thank you.
myself. It was a little difficult to make it, but did it. But yeah, I hope things go
Yeah,
well.
that is proving to be a little more challenging than I thought. There's a lot
Oh
to
my
it.
God. I did the same thing. I was like, yeah, this is gonna be easy. I got this, made a video, did all the pictures, did all this. And then I was like, hold on, like I still need more people to buy. Like, what is going on? Oh my God.
Yep.
But all right. So I've got a couple sales. What do you think has been the most challenging part of like setting up like your supply chain and distribution of the product?
Yeah, that was early on trying to even find someone to do a
Yeah, just
custom
find
board, because
something.
I had the idea in my head. I was so excited. And then after what I felt like was probably 3 months of like searching, and like 100 people turning you down, probably not that much, but I was just like, why is this so hard to find someone? That was probably the biggest
It
piece to
is.
get
It
past.
is. Finding that. And then also, like, because in my case as well, like, I partnered with somebody early on and, they gave me a good, like, design concept. We got some good samples, but, like, that relationship wasn't good. They wouldn't get back to me on time. Like, it was just, like, blowing by
Right.
things. So I was like, I don't even like the way
Right.
this is starting off. Like, we need to switch this. So,
Yep.
all that goes into it. So now you're the game's kind of getting out there. You're on social media, you're showing it to people. What are some like common misconceptions that people are maybe come up and think about the game before they even like really play it?
Yeah. A lot of people wonder where to stand. So they always stand from like the same distance. And that's just because that's how you play normal darts, right? But a lot of people won't move up and kind of take that step forward. And then a lot of those little nuances of kind of what I deem to be like house rules is like, oh, is it, barely touching the hole, or is it barely touching out of bounds? What would that be? So a lot of people are like, what do you do? And it's like, well, I play, if it's touching the hole, it's going to roll in, and I count that, right? It's in. So
I get that. I get that. Yeah, very cool. Let's move on to some random questions to let the listeners get to know a little about you, more behind the game.
all
All
right.
right. So, first question. You're having people over. They're coming over to play Albatross. You're having a party. What's your go-to dish to make?
Ooh. Let's do chicken enchiladas.
Oh, what? I'm definitely coming
Yeah,
over
I love
now.
enchiladas. Yeah.
Yes, that sounds really good. Dang, I haven't. Yeah, I don't think I've made anything like that, but I'll surely eat it.
You're right. There you go.
All right. So next question. So you're switching up the dark games. What is your favorite dark game to play besides Albatross?
I really got into cricket for a while. I'm sure you've played that one,
Yeah.
or like around the clock. I used to love that one. But I honestly, I haven't played like normal darts in probably a few years since Albatross. All I do is play Albatross now, so.
Nice. I love that. Though you like literally just opened up my eyes because all I play is Dark Golf. Like I literally don't play any other game. So like this is like a new version of Dark Golf. I can't even say right now, Dark Golf,
Right.
and I'm like ready. It's Albatross. Let's do it.
Yeah. Well, and the fun thing about Albatross that we started figuring out, months later after, kind of playing it was it's because we did make it the rules very similar to normal golf. Now all of a sudden we got a few buddies in the office and we just play all these different type of golf games. We play, a scramble or a best
Oh
ball
my
or,
gosh, I didn't even think about that.
right. Yeah. It's like, so you play on teams now and it's like, so it's opened up this whole thing now at the office, or around here, we'll play a big one we've been playing lately is just for like a quick game is we'll play closest to the hole. So it doesn't matter where you land on the board. It's just the closest person to the hole. And then you'd get a point and we just play first one to five. So then you just go around and pick a hole. And that one's been really fun.
No, that is so cool 'cause like yeah, I keep going back to it, but like it's limiting on the regular dartboard. to what you can do, especially in dark golf, and actually just being able to see it, you know, like, so seeing the holes, seeing the where you can like land for your fairways and sand traps, it just adds the whole like feel and vibe to like you're playing a dart game on a dartboard specifically for it. And nah, you did a you did a good job with the vision, and I hope to see you push it a little bit further. So that's awesome.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Next question. So outside of darts, what's your favorite yard game to play?
I've loved spike ball for a long time, but I've loved playing U-ball. So we play U-ball quite a bit with some of my, some guys around here. Yeah. And, have you seen U-ball? You put it in the grass or the beach on the beach or something. Yeah. That one's been really good. I love basketball. Yeah. So that one's fun.
Yeah. I haven't had a chance to play that game, but it's on my list. I want to, because that looks like a lot of fun. That's a unique idea that they came up with.
Mm-hmm.
All right, next question. What's the most interesting place you've traveled?
Hong Kong, probably.
What were you doing out there?
Going out there for just kind of fun, but then also for my dad, as he lived out there for a couple years doing a church mission. So he went out there to see people that he hadn't seen in however many years. And so it was really cool. It was a really cool place.
Nice. Yeah. I haven't put that on a list of where I want to go, but not, I'm open to it. It's awesome. Like, just seems like a place you should probably see.
Yeah.
Next question. What do you think is the most influential book you've read?
In terms of Albatross, let's see. I really like Shoe Dog. That's the Phil Knight Nike story.
Oh, okay.
You have not read that one.
Oh.
That one's like incredible.
Dang.
Like Nike, like, so when you think about it, like, so if you're starting a business or something, like Nike was almost not here, but because of just how he was and what he believed in, it's, you know, now the biggest, Nike's probably the biggest thing out there. So that one's pretty inspirational.
I'll have to put that on my list. I think I have heard of it now you're talking about it, but yeah, I haven't read the book though. That might
You'll
actually
love
be
that
good
one.
Yes, adding it to the list. I like that.
Top
man
of the list.
Yes. Oh, man. I just have a couple more questions for you. So, looking back, what is, like, when you started, what is one thing you wish you would have done differently, or something you didn't quite like in your business that you wish you would have done a little bit differently when you started?
I wish maybe I would have taken it a little bit more seriously.
That's good.
And I would have written out a business plan, because I've found that, you know, sometimes I'll get stumped and it's just because I don't really have like a plan. Now I have a little bit more of a strategic plan. I'm like, okay, cool. This can be a business and not just like a for fun thing.
Yeah.
And in the beginning, it was very much just like, this is fun. Let's see where this goes. And I was open to kind of wherever anything went, but I wish I would have started a business plan earlier, I think.
Yeah, that's a good observation. I feel like a lot of people, I mean, I did go to school for business, so I'm like all about writing a plan, but there's some things I've started, you don't really need a plan, you just got to go with it. And having something to fall back on just a little bit, because, you know, plans change, and I could see how that could be helpful.
Yeah.
Speaking of that aspect of the business, what do you think has been like a good like resource or tool or something that has helped you when starting the business? Something that you would just share as a good piece of information to know?
I think some of the best advice I got was like, just go. Like, you don't need to have it all figured out. You're not going to have it all figured out. Just go and just start it, basically. That, just start.
Yeah. So I like that. Yeah, just, you know, keep going and figure it out along the way. Just go. Just start do what you want to do. I get that. So what are you currently excited about for Albatross? What's new? What's on the horizon? What's your head focused on?
Yeah, I'm super stoked about these Gen 2 boards.
New boards.
I got the sample a couple weeks ago and they are so good. Like I am just like so excited about them because the quality is so nice and
nice.
The durability is going to be a lot better as well. So that's exciting. And then I've also started up that ambassador program that I've been connecting and networking with some people, trying to be strategic there. And that's been new. That's been fun. And there should be some cool things from that coming. So
I like that. I like that. My two cents, I would say try and start a little league or like a little pop-up where you take these on the road. I'm sure you've already seen stands or you can have little portable dart stands, like, because darts aren't, I mean, darts are big, don't get me wrong, but as for like, you know, other games that are being in leagues and portable, you don't really see people just popping up and playing darts. So like, you got like a niche there, like, go with it. And a new game too, so it's all the things are different. So I'm excited for this one. I'm excited to share it. I'm excited to just tell my friends about it, because I get people just hooked on darts, and then throwing something new at them is going to be like, what? So it's cool.
Right.
Oh man. So as a gaming entrepreneur, what is your quote or mantra that gets you up, gets you inspired, ready to sell Albatross every single day?
I came up with something for Albatross, and I have it on the website, and it's ignite, excite, compete. And to me, that's just kind of like, so ignite is kind of like you think about, you know, something catching fire. And there's been so many times where, because I love, and I think you do too, is like the yard games and just getting people together, and that ignite of like, you know, you want to do it next weekend. You want to do a barbecue. You want to bring more people in. And so now you're exciting and getting that excitement out. Right. And then obviously when you're there, like, I like to compete, right? I like to play some games and actually, you know, get into it a little bit. And so to me, it's kind of creating that environment where, those things can happen and you can bring people together and have fun. So
yes, ignite, excite, compete. I like that. It that is inspiring, short and sweet. And yeah, that's perfect. There's nothing more to say about that. Oh man. Well, Chase, this has been fun. That's all I got for you. I just wanted to know a little bit more about the game and meet you, and I'm just glad and happy that you created something like this. So I'm just ready to share it with everybody.
Yeah, you're welcome, Kelvin. I appreciate being on and you doing this and what you're doing for the yard game space. It's a fun community to be in, and
it really
to
is
jump into now with Albatross. So I'm excited to be here and see what we can do.
Yes. Well, like I said, if there's anything you need me to do, hit me up. I'm here as a resource, or just network, connect, and I'm welcome you to the community, and I wish you much success.
Thanks, Kelvin. Yeah, let's talk soon.
All right. Later, bud.
See ya.
That was Chase, creator of the dark game, Albatross. As you could probably tell, I'm so stoked about this game. I love playing dart golf, and then having an actual dartboard that looks like a golf course is pretty cool. And just having different rules, and you play kind of like you play regular golf a little bit, or more closer to disc golf. But either way, you still get that sensation. That's why I love playing dark golf, because you feel that sensation of like, oh, I got a birdie, oh, I got a hole in one, or yeah, you want to shoot low scores. If you want to shoot low scores, golf applies to all games. Anyways, links are in the show notes. He's getting brand new sets. Get yourself one if you like golf, if you like darts. I highly recommend this game, and add it to your fun game set of what you play. Switch it up a little bit, you know? Get out from the regular dartboard. Play something else. All right, guys. I will catch you guys in the next one. Peace.